one more song coming from Manu Dibango. Again, it's all about Africa because we're celebrating the essence of the African beat.
We interrupt your FemCon for a moment to bring you this public service announcement. March 8th is International Women's Day, so keep it tuned to CITR 101.9 on the FM dial or online at CITR.ca for 24 hours of Women's Day programming. And now, back to the music.
Stay tuned for Queer FM Extra 2 coming your way with Aiden Saint. I'm going to give you that one last track coming from Manu Dibango and maybe just a tinchy winchy song, the Shaka Zulu theme from way back when. But for now, here is Manu Dibango. The title is Africa. Well, this is how I end the show. It's been a blast. God bless. Be good. Be a man so humble now. A man of men now let it shine. This is what you are.
March 8th is International Women's Day, observed since the early 20th century to celebrate women's solidarity in the fight for equal economic, social, and political rights. Here at CITR, we are celebrating all things female with a 24-hour marathon dedicated to women's issues and, of course, women in music. Tune in March 8th for your local and independent source for International Women's Day programming.
Rosie, 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 the Riveter.
The 12th season of the Vancouver International Dance Festival explores the polarities of ballet and buto, and features artists from Japan, Montreal, San Francisco, and Vancouver. The festival runs from March 2nd through 11th. For tickets or more information, check out vidf.ca or call the box office at 604-662-4966.
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
Here they come.
That's right. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint, and I am joined by I don't know if I want to use the word royalty, but I want to use the word damn good, okay? Those are two words. From the School of Mix, we have DJ Lisa Deluxe. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. I've been wanting to get you on the show for, I think, about 2 years now.
Really? That's... Yeah.
No, really.
Wow.
Really. I've seen you at all kinds of events, from Lick to, I think you were at Pride once, or Winter Pride. I've seen you at the girls' party thing. it was pretty, I felt kind of weird, though. It's like I was one of the only boys there at one point.
Right? Be weird.
It can be a little bit, because you kind of, you know, some of the girls are looking at you like, are you looking at my girlfriend? Huh? Are you looking?
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
No, man, no. I was looking at the shoes, okay? The cool boots. Really? No. I'm going to go and have a drink now.
You're like, actually, I'm just admiring her style. I want her jacket.
If she leaves her jacket, I'm taking it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got Lisa Deluxe in the studio here to talk about the scene, talk about becoming a DJ, and talk about this really cool chance for you aspiring DJs out there to actually be, well, a really good DJ. And School of Mix is offering a new seminar, I think.
It's a seminar on the business of DJing.
Yeah, and a lot of people, it's not just spinning the records. It's not just mixing it. Oh, no. It's PR. It's booking gigs. It's
politics.
Politics.
Sadly enough.
Ugh. And we're also Barb Snellgrove is out today. She contracted the Winter Pride plague, the flu thing that a lot of folks got, and she's still recovering a little bit. So we're going to give her a little bit of room, and we're going to ask Lisa on the air, like right now, if she wouldn't mind reading Barb Snellgrove's Van Bag Events, which I'll hand her, and so she can be Barb Snellgrove. Do you want to be Barb Snellgrove?
That's quite the title to take. I could almost step up to that.
Okay. Well, you sound, you know, you have kind of that cool voice that she has. You know? So you have to get the glasses, and we'll have to get you the camera so you can take pictures from above your head.
Perfect.
And we're also going to do a little bit of some entertainment news, some WTF stuff. We're going to play some music, and I think Lisa Deluxe may be sending me some tracks to play, so we're going to play some of those and a whole lot more here on Queer FM Arts Extra, which is brought to you by The Fall Tattooing. If you need to be, let's see, you need to be modified or gentrified or you need to be beautified or some sort of fied, okay? Go down, see the boys and girls down at The Fall Tattooing. They are fantastic. And shout out to Mr. K, who is doing a little bit of surgical...
Just had his surgery, actually.
Yeah, yeah. He and Miss Meow are down in Florida right now. Avoid the alligators. and they're coming back. So they've been complaining on Facebook about the food. So, and Florida, you know, it's rough. If you're from Canada in BC and you go
vegetarian.
And vegetarian. And you go to Florida, it's going to be a little bit of a rough go. So hearts out to them, and look forward to seeing you back in Vancouver. We are going to take a break, do a little bit of radio business, and we're going to come right back with some tunes and some stuff, just like that. We'll be right back after this.
CITR is your campus and community radio station, rocking out from room 233 in the sub from UBC's Point Grey campus. And this year, for 24 straight hours, starting midnight Monday, March 12th, students will be claiming the airwaves as their own. It's 24 hours of student power, and it's only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Summer, you get an 8+ and 50 gold stars!
Boom.
What does it take to change within? What is inner peace? What is our human potential? Experience the answers for yourself with free weekly sessions on self-knowledge for inner change. Sessions run weekly at the YWCA Hotel Meeting Room, 733 Beatty Street, starting Monday, January 23rd at 7 p.m., ending March 12th. Contact info@consciousrealization.com for more information.
And we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. We have DJ Lisa Deluxe in the studio. And so we're going to ask a couple of questions here. Why? Because we can. So tell me, you know, being over 40 has its advantages and disadvantages. And one of those disadvantages is I can't tell how old anybody is anymore. And so I know you have a lot of experience, but how did you get into this? How does one get into being a DJ?
I think everyone has their own sort of path that happens for them. For me, I just was young. I was about 14, and I started going out to raves. I was a bit of a candy raver, I'll admit it. When I was about 15, I just, you know, was totally, like, captured by what the DJs do at these parties, and really just decided that this is something that I really want to do. So when I was like 15, I went out and bought a couple of like decks. They were like mismatched. Like one of them didn't even have pitch control in it. And an old Radio Shack mixer, for those of you who remember the Radio Shack days, right?
Yes.
And I just started to teach myself. And it took me about 3 years, from about 15 to 18, and finally got a gig, like an actual gig, at some clubs doing sort of like underground hip hop with a good friend of mine, MC Bridgie K.
Okay.
She's a bit of a legend here in the city as well. Started doing like underground stuff. And then I got involved at Lick when I was about 19. Scooted in. And they actually asked me to help them to open up the bar and to sort of help to create it. And which sort of just gave me the platform to really start to create, you know, what I do and who I was as a performing artist, and as well as the business side of things. Lick was like the, you know, main platform for me to sort of launch into what I am today. So... Go Lick.
Go Lick. Now, what happened to Lick? Is it the building? Because I had heard that the building was being, I don't know, converted to something else. And then I've gone by there since.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like much has happened.
Yeah, right. Yeah, actually, they ended up selling the building. And unfortunately, they had to shut down everything that had to do with what was there before they were. And I actually went inside the venue, and Lick has been totally gutted, and the entire insides of, like, Honey and Lick are almost one unit now.
Wow.
It was so weird. I'm like, all these memories. I'm like 8-9 years of memories. It was so weird.
You mean the wall with all the milk bottles is gone? Oh, I love that thing.
I know. And you know, Lotus is still intact, you know, in its sort of same shape, but it's a totally new venue and whatnot. And yeah, so it's changed over, and, you know, things come and go. It's sort of like the 70s, you know, and like the disco era. People are like, that will never happen again. And I like to look at Lick and the era that was in and just think a similar thing, that it was a really special thing in its time. And I would love to see something like that come back for the community, because unfortunately, a lot of the younger kids aren't really getting to experience the real sort of queer side of life. And in essence, it's like everything has just gotten so commercial and so top 40 and so Hollywood, almost. Like, now that we have TV shows like The Real L Word and,
yeah,
you know, all that kind of stuff, it's like things have really, really switched over. So I would love to see that kind of really raw, artistic, expressive space come back for Vancouver. That'd be amazing.
It's been interesting seeing this phenomenon happen in several different cities. You remember Queer as Folk,
yeah,
television show?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of more my era.
Totally, you know? I remember that.
Okay, and that's more the community. And in that show, they actually started, you started seeing clubs shutting down and the gentrification of network of neighborhoods and
yeah,
so on and so forth. That's kind of the era that I started in this. And when there was no internet and you went to the bar.
Yeah.
And then there was the internet, and then the bar started changing.
Totally.
And a whole generation of people died on top of that.
Fair enough.
So it was, it's kind of weird coming here and then seeing institutions and clubs like the Odyssey, like Lick, that,
yeah,
I kind of got used to, and then they're gone again. It's like, what the hell? So, But you've taken, you've gone from being an impressionable teenager with a Radio Shack mixer to doing the School of Mix.
It's actually School of Remix.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
School of Remix. How did the School of Remix come to be?
Basically, I was doing my own lessons just from my house, and as well from Lick, funny enough. Funny enough. And a wonderful woman by the name of Leanne, DJ Leanne, approached me, and she was partnered up with another school, which was at the time called School of Mix. The School of Mix was a bartending school, and it still is an amazing bartending school that had an offshoot of a DJ school, because we're thinking, yeah, we're teaching bartending, and, you know, DJing really falls into place. But eventually the DJ side got so big that my boss, Tyler Hazelwood, he had to separate the two. And so he now has School of Mix, and now there's School of Remix. So Leanne brought me on board, thought that I'd be a great addition to the team, and I've been there ever since. I think that was about 2009, so it's been about 3 years, and I just taught as an instructor and really enjoyed that. But in the last 3 months, actually, I was propositioned to be the manager there, and definitely accepted the position, because that's like a dream job for me to run a music school.
Now,
I never pictured myself here.
Like, now, wait a minute. You get flown all over the world. You've been recently, you know, we were in the green room talking and doing Tequila Shooters. I mean, we were in the green room talking, and we were discussing, you know, Hawaii and all sorts of things. And you've recently been in Honolulu. That's really awesome.
It was amazing.
So where have you been flown?
Mexico City, Honolulu, Atlanta, Georgia, of all places.
Okay, I'm not envying you on the Atlanta, Georgia thing. I'm sorry. Europe?
I actually have yet to DJ in Europe, but I've DJed in Africa, randomly.
Lisa?
Like, so randomly.
Lisa?
Yeah.
I hate you. All right, so we're gonna take that hatred and put it in my back pocket for a second. We're going to come right back with DJ Lisa Deluxe. Actually, what we're going to do is play this little bit from AIDS Vancouver Helpline, and then we're going to play a bit of her Party Monster Lisa Deluxe mix. Now, you can get this out on SoundCloud. And do you have a website?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's www.lisadeluxe.com. And on SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com/LisaDeluxe.
Sweet.
With no E.
With no E. So, we're going to play this right after we get done with the little spot here, and then come right back, do Van Bag with DJ Lisa Deluxe, and we're going to talk about the School of Mix event coming up, and we'll get right back to you in a moment.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
XXXO, 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 XXX you tweeting me like Tweety Bird on your iPhone.
You want me
XXXO, XXXO,
XXXO,
XXXO, XXXO, XXXO, XXXO, XXXO, XXXO.
XXO, y'all just so metrosexual. This is not my politically correct flow. This is more like letting that tech blow. This is more like a left when it say right. When the world do you wrong, would you play right? This is more like pushing that white box. When the world try to put you in the tight box. Coming down in the drop, well, it's a secret prank. Cause you don't give fuck, but it's a secret thing. Y'all coming up, M-I-M-I-M-I-A. Semi-spray, if you're in my way, I'ma be who I'm gonna be. I'm just a boy from the hood, what you want from me?
XXO.
Fucking you mock makes a fuck. It's good for the dog's game. This dog broke. It's like yo, 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 yo. Check out this hard work. I go off the name of Jack, get the motherfucker out. Standing your brain like the ecstatic. Check out the funk of 3D black. Can I touch you, friend?
Steve, let's
All right, we're going to break in here. Wow, it kind of feels like a dance party. What are you doing to our show, Lisa?
I'm converting it.
Oh.
Slowly.
It's too early. I'm trying to whine a little bit, but it's too early to whine. Hey, this is Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint.
Lisa Deluxe.
And we are going to walk our way through Barb Snowgrove's van bag selections here in a couple of minutes. But let's get a little bit of a story here. What's the craziest event that you've ever had to DJ? As far as just, I mean, out of control or a lot of fun or the cops got called and, you know, or what was it?
Honestly, the craziest event, and again, this just, I have to give it to Lick. Like, even though that venue only held like 100 people, the most insane things would happen in there. Like, all of a sudden, the bartenders would be topless, girls would be in their bras, we'd just be sweating buckets and just jumping around and just having the most amazing time, you know? Like, I've played parties where I'm playing for 1,000 people and I've played all kinds of things, but honestly, like, I really enjoy a small room with a good 100 people in there and everybody just giving it all they got. There's just something about that that does not translate into bigger crowds. I won't doubt that that can't happen with a massive crowd. It's just I find that it happens more often in these kind of tight little spaces. So that would be my answer to your question.
No, I think that's you know, really, it's really amazing to me that we get invited to some of the things we get invited to.
Yeah.
I remember going around to Lick with Slick Moorhead. Slick Moorhead was the drag king. Her name's Gina. She's from Seattle. And she came and did her Elvis and her a couple of other numbers.
Yeah.
And she shot a, so we went and got this at the Party Bazaar, went and got this amazing plastic champagne bottle that was half, she's kind of short, okay? So it was almost half her height. And she sits it down on the floor and she's struggling with it and struggling with it. And I said, you know, Gina, have you ever used one of these before? She says, oh, how hard can it be? It shot a stream of glitter and confetti in a straight line over the heads of, and the light rigs and everything that we'd set up. And it went over, there was a documentarian there with a video camera over their head and went over the DJ booth and hit like almost the ceiling in a straight line. I can only imagine how far it would have went.
That's dangerous.
And all these streamers and the girls just kind of went, ooh, that was so cool. And they just grab it and they're wrapping themselves in streamers. And I'm just going, oh my God, had she pointed it down, this would not have been a good thing.
Not a good thing.
But it was just kind of the, one of the crazy things that would happen at Lick.
Totally. Totally.
And I think she walked out of there with 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 phone numbers. And I had two people proposition me. And I was at the time actually wearing the Mr. Gay Vancouver sash.
Wow.
Because the first time I went in there, they gave me evil looks.
Well, I mean, I think transitionary, you know, which I've seen is, you know, back in the day, it was more of a division. It was like men go to men's bars, women go to women's bars and that kind of a thing. But nowadays, it's just, I feel like there's a new blanket term and it's queer. And Lick, funny enough, it that people feel like it's new because it's not at all. And, you know, Lick was queer probably by the time there's our second year. You know, I know they opened up as a woman's space, but everybody soon quickly realized that that's just ridiculous. And that sort of thing just needs to be a thing of the past. And, you know, what do you do with the trans community? What do you do with people who don't even choose to identify even through a gender? I mean, you can't, you know, inquire those types of things about people when they come into a space. So the one cool thing about Lick is, yeah, like almost 10 years ago now, like that was an amazing queer, all accepting space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, it's you know, hats off to when I, for the most part, when I went into Lick, it was fantastic. Everybody was really nice. Yeah. And the other group was Canadian Mayhem Events. Yeah.
Random.
They were pretty cool. They actually had a big play party, you know, for everybody, but it was geared toward women.
Yeah.
And they asked me to come and ride my motorcycle into the middle of the play space.
That's awesome.
And so I sat there with, you know, polishing the bike and whatnot, trying to stay everybody's out of everybody's way. And then this cute little femme girl comes up with her butch partner behind her, who was giving me the evil eye.
Evil.
And said, could we take pictures on your bike? And I said, yes, you may. Please just take off your stilettos there. And her name's Guinevere. She's a lesbian. And I'm going to go in the other room and have a drink. So you get acquainted with Gwen and introduced her to her partner and walked out. I heard a bunch of screaming and squealing.
Oh, my goodness.
And I came back after having my double drink. And she was wiping the seat off.
Oh, my goodness.
They had sex on my motorcycle.
Well, you did say she was a lesbian, right?
She was.
So you can't blame
her. She ran a little bit better that night. I wasn't really sure what the deal was. Anyway, well, you know, it's top of the hour, and this is Queer FM Arts Extra, and we're talking about lesbian motorcycles here with DJ Lisa Deluxe of the School of Remix.
Remix.
Yes. And we're going to, since Barb is out, we're going to ask Lisa to read Barb Snellgrove's Van Bag.
Amazing. Events.
Yes. And so, because my voice is just a little too deep for Barb, so there's the magic iPad. And you can just scroll with your finger. And this is brought to you by Megamouth Media Tweets. You can check out Megamouth Media on Twitter. That's Barb Snellgrove, or the Barb Snellgrove Facebook page.
Okay, check 1, 2. Here we go. All right, days are longer, warmer, and more stuff to do. Yuppers, it's springtime in Vancouver, which means plenty of great events to liven up your week. Here's Barb's picks for great things to do in the community this week. It's a busy week. Hope you get out and enjoy some of this fabulous events and local producers have worked very hard to bring to you. Lap it up, Van Baggers. That's a new word for me.
Van Baggers.
Van,
yeah,
Baggers.
As opposed to tea baggers. Yeah.
Tea baggers. I like that. So we have the Rhinestone Stiletto Show, which is on Tuesday, March 6th, which would be tonight, 8:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Junction. The Rhinestone Phoenix Charity Foundation and the current Miss Gay Vancouver have a fabulous rotating cast of entertainers for you to come and see. Doors are at 10:30. Cover is suggested donation, so give kindly. Showtime is at 11:30 p.m., and all money raised benefits two fabulous charities. One of Vancouver's most legendary is a Loving Spoonful, and as well, Rainbow Refugee. The show is hosted by Sienna Blaze, Entertainer of the Year 2012, go Sienna.
Yay.
And Babette St. Asia, co-Taylor.
That's Babette. Wow. And Babette was Miss Gay Vancouver last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Featuring Soraya Slim. Is that right?
No, Soraya Slim? Sonora. I don't know.
It was spelt wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Gay Vancouver 32, Estee Lauder. I like that one. Mandy Camp, Ada Burger.
Ada Burger.
Ada Burger. Anita Tithol.
I need a Tithol.
I am horrible at reading these drag queens. Well, they are going to give me so much trouble. 1181 this Saturday.
They're drag names, and you have to think. It's like, how can they be kind of dirty or filthy or,
you know,
or
what?
Provocative?
Ryan Steele did an amazing number on this on his last show. They listed like 100 names, drag queen names, and it was so funny. Oh. Which I will plug him. Go and see his next show. He's amazing and so funny.
You're plugging Ryan Steele?
Oh my God, I cheated. No, I didn't.
You were totally hearing that Lisa Deluxe plugged and loves Ryan Steele.
This is true.
Yes.
I don't think I've actually laughed so hard in a really long time.
No, we love Ryan. In fact, we're going to, when we get done with this, we're going to play Ryan Steele's thing. Anyway, continue.
Okay. The next show is The Dollhouse Presents Drag Roulette, which is on Wednesday, March 7th, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Celebrities Nightclub. We've got the Queens bring one outfit and one song on stage, a random selection of songs to be chosen, and the girls have no clue which song will be selected for them. Hosted by Christina Cash, and the performers are Camel Toe. Oh, I got it.
Camel Toe.
Camel Toe. Oh, man. I was close. Iona Whip, Ray Sunshine, Sienna Blaze, Siren DeMille.
DeMille.
Joan E., Jailing Time, and more. $3 cover, and 100% of the proceeds go to the DMS charities.
How sad is it? How sad is it that I can actually like pronounce drag queen names?
Because you hear these names often.
That's true.
Community, the Health Initiative for Men, and Youth Co. are the charities that the money go for. The Dollhouse Presents Drag Roulette. Okay, on to the next, which Barb was so sweet to feature for me. We have the School of Remix, the Business of DJing Seminar, which is also Wednesday, earlier in the night, so you can come and hit up the seminar, and then you can go and check out the drag show at Celebrities After. That's from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. At the School of Remix. You can get our information at www.schoolofremix.com for any kind of additional info on address and location. So basically, about the seminar, this is a great opportunity to hone your skills and get introduced to an exciting new career. This workshop focuses on the business side of DJing, how DJing has evolved, the different paths it has taken, and how this relates to you as a DJ and getting where you want to go. It's hosted by myself, Lisa Deluxe, and DJ Knowledge, who just got to town yesterday all the way from Las Vegas. A little bit about DJ Knowledge. He's an amazing man, basically started off as a DJ in Kelowna and has slowly worked his way to being an international DJ and the resident DJ of Caesar's Palace in Vegas. So,
wow.
Props to Knowledge.
And very cool.
That's what this seminar is all about. Knowledge is going to come and share with us what he did and how he got to where he is as a DJ, which is awesome. So that's School of Remix, Business of DJing, and on to the next event is going to be, hang tight, Drag Queens on Trial, March 10th to the 17th. Opening night is Saturday, March 10th at 8 p.m., PAL Studio Theater, which is 581 Cardero. Never heard of PAL Studio Theater.
Really?
No.
Huh. Well, that's a new one for me, too, so, you know.
All right, well, go and discover it, guys. Sounds cool. So Drag Queens on Trial. We have Drag Queens on Trial as a camp romp with pretty serious content. The play has an obvious appeal and has stood the test of time. It was a hit in Toronto and Chicago and was produced by the Glines in New York City and various cities in the U.S. and Canada. The three queens come as they are, somewhat foul-mouthed, which is typical. And the bottom of the social heap, yeah, right, queens are at the top in my opinion. Their head are occasionally splattered with sperm, ooh, but unbowed. Starring Lance Sandovar, excuse me, I'm horrible at these names, Doug Miller and Connie Smudge. Yay, Connie. Tickets are $25 in advance or $30 at the door. Advance tickets are available online at brownpapertickets.com.
I always think we should get booze with that, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think we have a few more events that we're listing here. Am I reading quick enough?
Oh, you're doing fine.
Amazing. All right, next event is Woosh Me Baby. That's an interesting title.
Yeah, skiing.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah. Saturday, March 10th, 7 p.m., midnight, Whistler Creekside, Southside Diner. Woosh is back, and just when you thought the fun ended with Winter Pride, the spring break edition of Woosh is on. Come chill out and enjoy the party. Spinning the chill and dirty beats is DJ Speedy Pete. $8 cover, and $5 off each cover is donated to a charity. Next up, we've got Hershey Bar hosts Club Skirts the Dino Party. Saturday, March 10th, which is 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. at the Red Room. First ever Saturday night Hershey Bar hosts Club Skirts the Dino Party in YVR, which is Vancouver for all of you who don't fly. All the staff will be dressed in sexy poolside attire, eye candy, wicked DJs in the Botchery, the Dyna tickets giveaways, and mark your calendars, this Hershey showcasing DJ Ricky Rocket and DJ Casey Riot, spinning house, electro mashups, and remixes. $12 advance, tickets available online at flygirlproductions.com or at Little Sisters, your favorite local bookstore and sex store. Because everyone forgets they sell sex toys there.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
But do they sell sex there?
They encourage it.
They encourage it, yes. They also have a new little store opened up over just off Broadway there, I think.
Near Broadway and Granville.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Dare I say it's sweet?
and amazing. So that would be the end of Barb's.
Well, I have one. I have one to throw in there, and this is our kind of our pick for Queer FM Vancouver. And normally, this would be David C. Jones talking about this, but guess what? David C. Jones is the director, so he can't. So I'm going to. And that is The Odd Couple, the female version, and that starts tonight. It's penned by the original Odd Couple author, Neil Simon, but this version puts a womanly twist on the original Neat Meat Slob comedy. It's directed by our favorite impresario, and that is David C. Jones. It starts tonight, runs through the 17th of March at the Jericho Arts Center down by the beach. I had to look that up again. I've been there before. I think Well, anyway, we won't say I was drinking, I think. And I think a bus ride and some SkyTrain was involved. Definitely no motorcycle. But essentially, it's set in 1985. Instead of Felix, it's Florence, and Oscar becomes Olive.
Wow.
The poker party has been replaced by an evening of Trivial Pursuit with the girls, and the Pigeon Sisters have morphed into the suave and debonair Constanzuela brothers.
Reading on air is a little hard.
Yeah.
It's so much easier just to talk, but reading?
It can be difficult. If you're not familiar with it, it's a great situation comedy, and instead of being set in the 1960s and 70s, it's set in the mid-80s, so it's really going to be kind of a fun ride. There's some great local talent. You got to check it out. I'm going to be reviewing it tonight. The Frolicking Divas is an independent female production company founded in the summer of 2009 by Lisa Beth Derry and Lori Watt. Their first production was Criminal Hearts at the Havana Theater in September of 2009. They put on the Vagina Monologues here recently in 2010 with the Art Matters Society. So you can check that out now, tonight. Previews, I guess, were... wow, I missed the previews. But Thursday is, I guess, previews are tonight. Yes, let me check. Let me double check. Rawr. Yes, okay. First night of previews is tonight. Good. Now then I can review it. Opening night is Thursday. And you can, and it runs through the 17th. It starts at 8 p.m. Performances are at the Jericho Arts Center, 1675 Discovery Street. Tickets are $20 and may be purchased online on brown paper tickets or at the door. So come out and support David C. Jones.
Bam.
Bam. It was a great television series. It's just fun.
Cool.
It's a fun story. So we are going to step aside, do a little radio business, and come back and talk about the seminar, how you can be a DJ, and listen to some more music. We'll be right back after this on Queer FM Arts Extra. I'm not a...
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at...
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Listen close, hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh, yeah. So make me your radio, turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, to sing along to my stereo.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if a yeah, chicken trap me, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for it, you see the tracks. It's just the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over lovers, ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And all my heart. My heart's a stereo that only plays for you. Come on.
My heart's a stereo. It's for you, so listen close.
every note. Oh, 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 yeah. Let's go. Hang me your radio. Turn me up when you feel so low. This melody was meant for you. Sing along to my stereo.
Like,
I was an old school 50-pound boombox. Would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it louder every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends made. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hear me sing along and grab me by the hand and keep me stuck inside your head like a favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. Yeah,
my heart's a stereo. It's for you, so listen close.
That was Maroon 5 and Travie McCoy. That's kind of one of those songs that I love, and Lisa had never heard it, so we decided to go ahead and play the pop. We did it. We played the pop just once.
It was good.
So, by the way, if you're on the radio and you're playing things off of YouTube, they have this annoying little button. It's called autoplay.
Yeah.
You might need to turn that off. I caught it this time.
Good one.
Usually it's Tyrell Witherspoon that is on my playlist right after our theme music. And Tyrell gets a lot of extra plays because I'll forget and I'll go, oh, it's Tyrell. Okay, I'll leave it on. So shout out to Tyrell Witherspoon. Well, you know, you've got Aiden Saint and DJ Lisa Deluxe, and we've got just about 10 minutes left here on Queer FM Arts Extra. And so let's talk the nitty-gritty here. Okay, so you're an aspiring DJ. You want to go out and set the world on fire, paint the town red. You want to make a mark with your mixes. But, sadly, you have two mismatched turntables and a mixer from radio. Sorry. So you want to go to the school. Tell us about this. Tell us, what is the business side of DJing, the dark side?
The dark side. Well, yes. Interestingly enough, DJing comes from a culture. It was in the 70s, it was a job. It was, you were a disc jockey. You were selecting discs and playing at the disco. But that eventually turned into a subculture and a really kind of underground scene, along with the, creation of electronic music and hip hop and that kind of a thing. Over the years, DJing, used to be like, there never used to be a school for it. You could not go to school to learn DJing. It was sort of like a secret brotherhood thing. And when I say brotherhood, I mean it, because not many women did it. And not many people wanted you to know how to do it, because it was sort of like, the Freemasons. It was a secret craft.
Dare I say it was like the drag queen community?
There you go. And then once everybody can kind of do it, it takes away, the specialty of it and everything like that. With that being said, that leads me into, about the seminar is just that. It's just that now DJing is totally accessible. You know, we have schools for it. We have equipment costs a fraction of the price of what it used to cost back in the day. And we have a lot of people stepping up to the plate and wanting to be DJs. So what this seminar focuses on is that, yes, we can all, you know, get a laptop and learn how to DJ pretty quick nowadays. But what we can't do and what we need to learn to do is how to properly conduct yourself on sort of on a business level. What's your etiquette like? What's your communication skills like? How do you market yourself? How do you, communication is huge. You know, being a DJ is like, you're almost like doing your own PR in essence. So how do you work with, you know, club managers and club owners and sort of secure your spot as a DJ if you have a resident night when there's 30 other kids going, I'll do it and I'll do it for less, you know?
Right.
It gets to a point where you do have to get involved on the business aspect of it and know how to talk the language and how to really work a crowd and how to really promote yourself as more than just a DJ, but as something that a club can find security in you and you being able to do a job and everything from building your fan base and being a friendly person. You know, you have so many DJs who think they're doing it because they think it's cool and they think that they're a rock star and that, you know, that kind of a thing. And that kind of attitude in the world of DJing and you know, ego in any field doesn't get you really anywhere. So what this seminar really focuses on is sort of, taking people through what it actually really takes to legitimately and professionally DJ.
Well, and there's a lot of do's and don'ts. I've worked with a number of promoters, up and down the West Coast. Generally, it starts out kind of simple. You know, I'm helping them with, you know, some PR or some web stuff, or, you know, helping them set up a dungeon space if it's a fetish, you know, party at 560 or at, you know, at Club 23 or something here locally.
Yeah.
And, or at the Cobalt. Okay. Got to shout out for the Cobalt.
Love the Cobalt.
But oftentimes it becomes more than that. Even just my sort of axillary role. And what I found is interesting is the different DJs and how they act.
Yeah.
Because the ones that are really successful aren't the ones that are grabbing up drink ticket after drink ticket and pounding,
totally,
you know, shots all night and so hammered they can barely stand up by the end.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive me spare because then I was doing security and it's like, okay, yeah, you're going to have to sit down now.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, in my younger years, you know, it's hard when you're a younger DJ.
We all do, yeah.
Right,
I mean,
you get into it.
But what is the most... what's the most valuable lesson that you've learned as a DJ? I mean, if you had to think of one thing that has gotten you more gigs or has let you keep more gigs, what's that one bit of advice? Well, it's a little teaser for your seminar.
A little teaser. I mean, for my personal experience has literally just been about confidence and, you know, not having an ego. That is number one. The second... a club owner, another DJ, anybody is seeing that you're ego driven, it's like people just shut down to that.
Hmm.
When they see that you're doing it for the love of it and that you're legit and that you're, you know, really coming from a place that is passionate, that has won over everything. I've gotten booked in my younger years for things that were a little over my head. But because my attitude was so great, they wanted me in there. And when I got there, I performed and I did a great job and, you know, they were happy with their results. So people don't want to book the wrong person. And, you know, in this industry, we all represent one another. So when a promoter books me, I'm representing them. They're representing me. You know, it's like we have these sort of cross relationships that we have to consider. And it's nothing's more embarrassing than when you book somebody that just is sort of a bit of an asshole. Can I say that on the air?
Well, you just did.
Oh, man.
It's true. Well, I mean, there could be something more embarrassing. Let's say that same a-hole type person then gets up and drops their pants.
I never thought about that one, but that would be really embarrassing.
With or without pants. Yeah, depending on, you know, who's dropping their pants, of course. You know, we've got just a couple of minutes left here on Queer FM Arts Extra. Let's run through this one more time. So, someone wants to come to your seminar.
Okay.
How do they do it?
Okay, so basically, you can go to our website and you just register by calling us at 604-681-5586. Or you can also just show up on the day. We do prefer registration just to make sure that you get a spot. Again, the seminar is for, it is actually for DJs who are already DJing. But if you're, I think this is a great introduction if you're wanting to get into the world of it, because what a better way to start off on the right foot and have all the knowledge you need to know before you embark on such a journey. So yeah, anything else about the seminar?
I think we're golden. Again, check it out. It's the School of Remix, and this is my host for the day. She's filling in for Barb Snellgrove. It started off, it was just going to be an interview, and then it's like, what the hell?
Right.
So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go out with some more of your mix.
You're amazing. Do you mind if I do a couple shout outs?
Oh, do several. We have 2-3 minutes.
Amazing. My first shout out, I just want to go say a shout out to Jen Mickey at 1181. She's been an amazing part of this community now for the last 2 years since she took over. And that bar has become a real hub on Davie Street. And I'm just super grateful to be a part of it. And I will plug my night there on Saturday nights, every Saturday, deluxe Saturdays. And it's a lot of fun. We play, you know, a little bit of top 40, but we really try to play something else and offer the community a different flavor. I also want to give a shout out to my best friend in the whole wide world, who's MC Bridgie K. Give a shout out to her. She's amazing. Little B and School of Remix, Tyler Hazelwood, and so many more people that I can't even think of because I feel on the spot.
Because you are
Mariah Hanen at 560, amazing bartender. And for anybody that I forgot, I'm sending it out now. I love you guys. Thank you for everything. Thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
And that's it. We're out of time. So what we're going to do is we're going to go out with a little bit of the Party Monster mix. It's Lisa Deluxe, and this is Queer FM Arts Extra. My name is Aiden Saint.
Lisa Deluxe.
And you can check out more of our content, our web content, our podcasts, and all of the goodies. You can check out our goodies at queerfmvancouver.com. We're out of here, so it's back to the party. See you later, Vancouver.
The champagne room, you can't escape of my head. It's third. Saturday, I went to work.